Now, did you know that the word gymnasium is a term in various European languages for secondary schools that prepare students for higher education at a university? It is comparable to the US English term for preparatory high school. Now, it's also known as a gym. It's now an indoor location for athletics. The word is derived from the ancient Greek term gymnasium. They are commonly found in athletic and fitness centers and as activity and learning spaces in educational institutions. All right? Now, these days, it's one of the fastest growing industries in the U.S. And I'm talking about some gyms that could have as many as 300 machines, exercise bicycles, weight training sections, even swimming pools, indoor swimming pools. All of this in a bid to keep people fit. Now, just over five decades ago, it became very popular knowledge that exercise would give or improve the quality of your lifestyle. So from taking walks to running to jogging, and in this case, lifting weights, right? All of these things would help improve the quality of your lifestyle. Now, did you know that as a man in particular, when you hit the 45-year-old mark, right? Your body muscles start to lose volume, right? It has to do with testosterone levels dropping, estrogen levels dropping, you know, and the surest way, apart from maybe taking, you know, steroids, which are not particularly good, the surest way of improving or getting your muscles toned is by exercise, particularly strenuous exercise that opposes motion. So that means lifting weights. So when you do that, you are telling your muscles, hey, don't die on me, all right? We still have work to do. I need you fit, all right? So that's why it's important for you as a man to lift weights, to go to the gym. Now, we see our young boys, people like myself, at one point in time, we'll sit down in our houses, we'll pour some cement into a bowl or into a cup, and then we'll have makeshift, you know, weights, and we'll be lifting it because we couldn't afford it. But if you go to the gym, you have a trainer. There are trainers there who obviously are in better condition than you are. There's a reason why Didier Drogba, Cristiano Ronaldo, Lionel Messi have trainers. They tell them this is what you need to do. So it's different from suffering and smiling when you're walking on the road because you don't have a car. You walk from Ozuaba down to Chokocho just to save 50 naira. There's a difference between that kind of workload and you taking out time to build your muscle. So you should go to the gym. There's nothing wrong with going to the gym. There's nothing wrong with exercising. So let's open the phone lines. And tell us, men, women, why are some men worried about going to gyms in Port Harcourt, knowing the health benefits that are there? Are they justified in their worry, or is it just an insecurity thing? Is it just the male ego being, you know, as it were, slighted that their women are now, you know, looking fitter than, you know, they are these days? Yes, I'm talking about you with the very big one pack. Not like Jude's small one pack. I have a small one, by the way.
The views and opinions shared on this program do not represent the position of Nigeria Info FM. Nigeria Info, let's talk.
That's the smart number. Call us, share with us your view on the subject matter. Leave your name and your location so you can be patched through to us here in the studio. WhatsApp number 0809-030-6416. 0809-030-6416. That's where you find us on WhatsApp and Telegram. And I wonder if there's a post on Facebook, all right? So yeah, you can check on Facebook as always, and you have something up on the subject matter. What exactly is scaring some Port Harcourt men about gymnasiums. What exactly is wrong with gymnasiums? Why are they worried that women? It's interesting that it was a woman that was singled out. I'm very surprised that the men didn't call out and say, oh, they're afraid of their brothers going to the gyms. It's the women. Why are you worried about the women? Barry Dam is speaking to us from Ada George. Barry Dam, good morning to you, please. Hello, Barry Dam.
Yeah.
Good morning.
Yes, good morning. How are you?
Very well. Good morning to you.
Yes, how are you doing?
Very well. Talk to us, please.
Well, I think first of all, let me thank you for coming online, live line like this to talk about the issue of, exercise.
Mm.
And I'm a rare highness. I do a lot of exercise. In fact, if people who are on my status know that I do exercise every morning, 1 hour, sometimes 1 hour 30 minutes. But the particular thing I am not very okay with is the issue that you're saying that everybody must come to gym. It's not compulsory that everybody must come to gym. You can do exercise in your house. You can jog in your house.
True.
You can press up in your house.
Very true.
Every type of exercise in your house. But the part I want to take from is the issue that men in Port Harcourt, maybe they are scared of security. And a lot of them, when you talk with them, I have a lot of my friends, especially when they see my post on the status, it's, Israel, why are you not afraid? Why would you be up by 8 o'clock and the rest, by 5 a.m.? What if someone attacks you and the rest? But the issue is that we're talking about health here. And yes, of course, you must be conscious of the environment where you live to deal with the issue of exercise. But I think the major thing that's problem in Port Harcourt that men fear is the issue of
security.
Another issue is just the issue of laziness. I must tell you the truth. A lot of them just feel that they are very lazy. After all, what is there? What am I going to do in exercise? But it's very beneficial, just like what you said. I've told a lot of people that exercise is very, very beneficial, especially when you have reached the age of 40 and above. You must exercise. It keeps you fit in everything.
But let me ask you, sir. You know, some of the people some of the men who complain.
It's very necessary, and I appreciate for you to come online, a lifeline like this, to talk to people about the issue of exercise. It's a good thing. I'm so happy about it. I'm excited that you are here talking about this exercise. So I love it, and I think we should continue to do this to encourage people to come out for exercise. Even in their various houses, they can do skip, they can do a lot of things, they can carry things, but the carry of weight, the carry of weight, that is going to be decided by some level of health situation.
Yes.
To ask somebody that is...
that's why they need a trainer.
The next day. So I appreciate you. I just want to call to appreciate people, to appreciate you, to that people should start to have that. Thank you so much, brother.
Thank you very much. Good morning, Jude. Now, without mixing words, right, the women who go to the gym, totally not acceptable, especially in this part of our country where we do things abnormally. Women in the northern part of Nigeria respect themselves, and the other part of Nigeria, take it or leave it, you can do your exercise in your house rather than you're exposing yourself outside. So you are worried about the women exposing themselves outside. Now, I agree with Barry. That Barry says you can actually exercise in your home. True. But the reason why gyms are multi-billion dollar industries, I'm not saying multi-million, multi-billion dollar industry, is because you cannot, right, to some degree, get a certain level of, in quotes, perfection. Why use perfection? Or finesse. That's the word, finesse, when it comes to exercising. That's why you need a gym instructor. Some of you know how to drive. But if I also put you in the seat of a car with a professionally trained driver and ask you to do some defensive moves, gear turns and things like that, you would not know how to do it. You would not know. You don't know. I'm not trying to tease. No, you don't know how to do a J-turn. In fact, as I just mentioned J-turn, I'm sure some of you have gone online now to look at what J-turn means. Ike is in Aba. Oh dear. Gift in Oyibo. Gift, good morning to you, please.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning.
I just want to call in and say something concerning this gym.
Mm.
Many a times, because I'm a lady, I go for gym. Many a times, we try to keep fit in order to make our husbands appreciate us more.
Yeah. Eh?
Mm-hmm. Because many a times, they are the ones that goes out to look for slim fit.
Ah, wow.
So
okay.
To make sure that we keep ourselves in order too. So then, complaining of what women go to gym to do, I don't think it's totally okay, because I don't think that we go to gym to do any other thing than fit.
Okay.
I will tell a story of something that happened in my workplace. A man was making a call to a friend, telling him that you should try and come over, let them go and do massage together.
Oh, wow.
You know? He was saying other things that he experienced, which were awkward, you know? He was saying other things that I don't want to use some words, but if I use the exact word he used, it would be saying something that are not okay for other people to hear. So, unfortunately, he didn't know that I was hearing the very language that he was speaking, because if he knew that I was hearing exactly everything he was saying, I know he wouldn't have been
using that. So he wanted the man to go, but he wouldn't let his wife go. Jenny is in Igbelu. Jenny, good morning to you, please.
Good morning, Jerry.
Good morning.
Mr. Judo, you know, most times people go to this gym for motivation, like in order to work out properly. I'll use myself as an example. I downloaded this workout app on my phone, and I decided to try working out at home. But after some days, I couldn't continue. I won't lie to you. I couldn't continue, so I had to register in a gym. And the way I kept going, see other women that I'm able better, and it motivated me to actually do them. You understand?
Yes.
Sometimes they encourage you. They tell me, okay, this is what you do, this is what you do. The men are just scared, because maybe when their wife goes to the gym, with time their shapes become more attractive. So they feel maybe they'll be attracted, or other men will be attracted to their wife. That's why.
other men will attract their wives. Oh boy, oh boy, oh boy, oh boy, oh boy, oh boy. Okay, all right. all right, let's get here. Okay, this one says, Jude, one of the reasons why I don't support women going to the gym is that the clothes that they wear is too revealing. That's why. And it's not a good place to have plenty of women to come to. What do you want the women to use in... they should tie a wrapper? No. Let's speak very honest to ourselves. So you want women to go to the gym where they're meant to sweat, where they're meant to exercise, burn fat, build muscle tone. You want them to wear a wrapper? I don't understand. What they should wear kente? Oh, come on. Come on, people. Come on. Port Harcourt men. Come on. All right, so I've just snagged somebody very quickly. I'm just going to give her 50 seconds. You probably have heard of her. Yeah, it's the one and the only, the Bini girl in our radio station. But you still have a little Bini girl. Anyway, Debbie,
yes.
What do you think about females going to the gyms? 40 seconds, what do you think?
What do you think about them? I mean, everybody goes to the gym. They go to work out, lose weight. I'm about to go there now, actually.
Yeah, but
had a couple of friends tell me to come, you know, register at a particular gym so we can lose weight, burn the baby fat.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But some people come and say no, that they go and have relationships there.
They do? They have relationships at the gym? Well, you know, it depends on the gym instructor, though. Is he cute? Yes. Is he not cute? You know, or do you meet other cute guys at the gym? It depends.
Wow. So that's what happens there.
I mean, look, when you have like a group of people anywhere, church, gym, school, anywhere, relationships can happen. It's not just bound to only happen at the gym.
Thank you. Yeah. We'll be right back. When we come back, we'll find out more.
we take off with the biggest conversations with an exchange of opinions and ideas on the Morning Crossfire. Settle you into your day when we say hello, Port Hackett.
Take you on a ride to the sunny side of life.
Hover a bit while picking at the details on hard facts.
Take a detour through the exciting world of sports.
And get back on track with Let's Talk. Let's Talk.
Land you safely as we chit-chat into the morning on Chat Station.
Chat Station.
And then do it all over again on your number one talk, news and sports radio station, 92.3 Nigeria Info.
All right, so welcome back, 92.3 Nigeria Info. We had a conversation before we went on that commercial. Obviously, obligations had to be met. Debbie's in the studio with me. The only Binige in Port Harcourt. The other ones are not real Bini girls. You know, the other ones are not. Debbie's the...
Hi, Jude.
Well, yeah.
Hello. Oh, yes. Call your domosa.
Anyway, so we're talking about, you know, gymnasiums and gyms and how some Port Harcourt people are not particularly, you know, comfortable with going to the gyms. Now, before the break, you know, Debbie, you said, look, wherever you have people in close proximity, wherever you have people come together,
yeah,
you know, relationships,
buddies may touch, yeah, relationships may be started.
Yeah. So why exactly are the Port Harcourt men? In fact, one of them sent me a message,
yeah,
saying that, you know, it's the way that they dress, that he doesn't like the way they dress. And I asked,
do to the gym?
To the gym.
I mean, they wear gym clothes.
Yeah, they wear gym, but they are tight. You know,
I mean, gym clothes are supposed to be that way. You don't want to be doing sit ups and everything, and then you have some saggy parts of your dress or trousers.
I asked the question if they want to wear Ankara.
You want them to wear Bouba and Rapper to the gym?
I don't know.
I'm confused.
Okay, all right.
So I think it also bothers on the mindset of the men actually complaining. You know, one thing I've learned about life, people complain about things that they know they're prone to do as well. So they think that other people do it too. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it's like you're dating someone, they always keep accusing you, you're cheating. Check properly, they're probably cheating too. They just want to make sure that, you know, you're not trying to slime them. Yeah, like they're doing you. So, you know, it may just be that too.
Okay. All right. So 0700-923-0923. That's the smart number. I just borrowed Debbie for a few minutes. Okay. When you call, please do tell me what you observe when you go to the gym. If you've ever been to a gym. All right. So call. Tell me what you observe. Because I and Debbie think it's just a place to go and have exercise routines. All
right. Exactly.
I do know that some people, in fact, I read recently that if you register in a gym.
Yeah.
And if you are taking active participation in any other extracurricular activity, you are in the 20% percentile of these people on this planet who have better access to jobs, information, and contracts.
At the gym?
Yes.
I'm going to register.
Gyms and any other extracurricular activities. So that means, so if you're in a gym and maybe you're active in your church circle or something or an old boys association, you have 20% better chance of getting a better job or getting better contracts.
Wow. See, it's not all about buddies touching at the gym.
Really?
I mean.
Anne is speaking to us in Ajib. Anne, good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm fine.
Okay. All right. So why do you go to the gym? What do you observe?
I think our men are just insecure. I mean, they can't take what they dish out. So they think ladies
I agree with you, Anne.
Wow.
Definitely. They think ladies go to the gym to look for guys and all that. I mean, who wants to keep fit? Who wants to look fit for you?
For me!
Anne, you want to look fit for the guys? I thought you would want to look fit for yourself.
Oh my goodness.
No, I mean, I'm talking about married ones.
Okay.
Are going to the gym.
Yeah.
Me personally, I'm not married. I mean, I look fit for myself.
Yeah.
Oh, you go, girl.
I'm talking about for the married men who are so insecure about their wife going to the gym. I mean, they want to look fit for you, and then you're having a problem. Like the other caller that called, he was like, our mothers don't go to the gym, and they still look fit and all that. I mean, this generation of women just want to look cute. We want to look good. We want to bond
exactly.
That big
exactly, girl. Thank you. That's what's up.
Beauty. We want to look good to the end. At all age, we still want to look good.
But somebody said their grandmothers did not go to the gym and they were still looking plumpy. They didn't need to. They were only carrying firewood and going to the farm and they were still fine.
I heard that. I mean, you are driving car. Why don't you ride bicycle like our grandmothers, wow. Our grandfathers?
Wow.
Yeah. Women want to look good to the end. This generation of women want to look good to the end. But men somehow think we are going there to go and follow, you know, boys and all that, young guys.
But Anne, we cannot deny that it's... Anne, so can you deny...
look like those young girls too.
Anne, can you deny that it's not happening, that people get to the gyms and then, you know, they have affairs?
See, the thing is, shooting of the thing is personal. Like, it's not, they shouldn't generalize it. Mm-hmm. So women, though, could go to the gym, find someone attractive and all that, but it's not everybody.
Mm.
It's not everybody. Almost the main focus at the gym is to go and look fit, to go and get a better instruction from the gym instructors. Because I think you say I should stay at home and do the gym. I don't even know what I'm doing. I don't know which one is giving me hip, which one is giving me flat for me. So I need to be at the gym so that the gym instructor can tell me what to do to look fit.
Well, and in their defense, you can actually get those things from maybe YouTube, Google, or stuff like that. You know, you can do a little research.
Yeah, true, but even at that, I don't even know if I'm doing it right.
Or not.
See, well, there's that too.
That I am not going to the gym for, you know, what our husband thing is the case. We are just going to the gym to look good.
All right, Anne is going to the gym to look good. Now, Jude, this is what I've been seeing every time. Jude, how do you explain this, that a young-looking boy or man of about 20 to 27 years holding and touching sensitive parts of a woman's body in the name of gym? Gym is a scientific place of dating in Port Harcourt. Some leave their houses just to go and have fun in hotel rooms where those gyms are situated with young boys, sugar daddies, etc. This is really breaking homes and marriages and moral lives of people are going down the drain. Debbie, what's going on?
I don't know, to be honest, but he sounds pretty pained. Maybe he's talking from a personal experience. Has your wife, sir, gone to the gym and you found her, you know, cahooting with somebody else or something? You know, is he possible?
He's pained.
But actually, though, but how about this? Instead of being here complaining, how about you go with your wife to the gym? I think that's also something that married men should look into, you know, engage in activities that your women want to engage in together. It also helps your relationship. How about you do that together? I'm pretty sure you want to burn off that pot belly, you know, just the way she wants to keep fit for you. And it's crazy how it's sort of lopsided in this part of the world.
It is.
It's like the women should walk out and look fit. How about the men walking out to look fit?
Yes.
Some men actually develop, you know, really big tummies and add so much weight when they're married. And it's like, oh, you just want, you know, yours is going down.
First,
you know.
Wherever, you look fit. Wherever there's an Adam and Eve, there is bound to be a force of attraction. This wherever is almost all encompassing. However, there are places where the degree of attraction is highest. Sex appeal gravitates in that kind of atmosphere. So it is not unlikely for such places to birth sexual relationships. The morality otherwise of that relationship is left for every individual to answer. That's from Godwin. I don't suspect my wife.
Okay.
What? Okay, however, Judy, if you don't go to the gym, yet allow your wife to go to the gym, particularly the one that likes it. Wow. Forget it. All those ones that like it harder. Gym guys, no send you. No African man can comfortably stand and observe a gym trainer work on his wife.
No, I beg to disagree. There are African men who can stand that. Besides, some of these gym instructors are people's husbands and they're professionals too. So, I mean, look, I beg to differ. Maybe you may have to look deep into his own marriage because he said his wife likes it, you know.
You know.
Okay. As for me, I'm enrolling at the gym, sha, come February because I want to burn some weight. So, I don't know what y'all are talking about.
No, I'm not telling you to be coming down.
No. Gym instructor, I finna use him for more not instructions, moral instructions.
Okay. Okay. Let's keep it as moral instructions.
Yeah, moral okay. instructions.
All right, Debs, thank you very much. Great to have you join me.
Good to be here.
All right, so it's safe to go to the gym, guys. Don't be scared. Just go to the gym, all right?